WDAE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's the final week of oral arguments before this term of the Supreme Court. Monday, the justices hear arguments in the biggest homelessness case in 40 years, and there's more.
Wednesday, the court will take up for the first time since overturning Roe versus Wade, the scope of a state abortion ban, specifically whether hospitals have to allow abortion access to women in emergency situations. And on Thursday, the biggest case of the week, perhaps of the term, a landmark case on presidential immunity. Can prosecutors bring criminal charges against former President Trump for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election?
ABC's Devin Dwyer. In New York City Monday, opening statements in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Israeli leaders harshly criticized an anticipated U.S. decision to impose sanctions on a battalion of ultra-Orthodox soldiers in the Israeli military, some members of which have been linked to abuses against Palestinians. This is ABC News. A new law in New York State cracks down on stores illegally selling marijuana. There are 44 licensed dispensaries in New York City and thousands of illegal sellers. Governor Kathy Hochul.
Under our new law, we'll notify bodega owners if they continue to sell illegal products. We'll take away their liquor, tobacco, and lottery licenses.
Keep selling illegally after that, and they'll just padlock the store shut. At the multiplexes,
19 states have seceded.
It's an unpleasant topic, but it's a box office winner.
Get in the car! Get in the car!
Civil War, the dystopian Alex Garland movie, made $11.1 million to lead the weekend. In second, horror film Abigail, about Dracula's daughter, at $10.2 million. And then The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, Guy Ritchie's new movie, took in $9 million. Generally quiet weekend could indicate a lasting trend. There's a shortage of releases as a result of last year's strikes. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today about how to get more entertainment for free. I'm going to tell you about a magical place called the library. Seriously, if you have not been to your public library recently, check it out. They have way more than just books these days. They have a ton of movies that you can borrow, and sometimes you can even stream them. Like when my kiddo was younger, we would borrow from the library instead of rent for our Friday night movie night, and then we had a little bit of money left over that we could use for something special. And if your library has an online app, that can be game-changing. I get to read all the magazines for free that I used to pay for at the grocery store. All of the celebrity gossip, none of the guilt. Okay, some of the guilt. And they've also got audiobooks, which really help me get through doing stuff like laundry or, you know, other chores. For more on how to spend less and save more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Hand blowing glass, 3 Madison locations, and you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate, sell or buy your next home at MoveToMadison.com. We got a bunch of things to get to on this Sunday evening, including Bar Notes from Terry Barr later, Rocker's Closet, Essential Last Crack, the encore performance of Butterbrick when they were live in the lair last night. Great performance. Also, Max A. Kevy tonight at 10 o'clock. M. Shell has a conversation with a Baden's End. But first, it's the Max Inc. Top 10, the top 10 songs from Wisconsin as voted on by you on our Facebook poll throughout this past week. Last week, the Mighty Two-Piece, 7,000 Apart, with their song Started a Fire, was number one. Let's find out if they can repeat or if we have a new number one song in Wisconsin for the week of April 21st, 2024. Kicking off the countdown is a 4-piece hard rock alternative metal band from Wisconsin. I find it interesting that they spell their name in all small cases except the word the. Where is the key? It will be my first question to the guys when I have them on for an interview at some point. You can see Where is the Key Friday, April 26th at Retro City Rockdale
in Janesville, Wisconsin. And on Saturday, they'll be rocking Madison at the Crucible. At number 10, here is Where Is the Key and their new single, Echoes. It's the Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media.
Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears.
Kicking off the Max Inc. Top 10 at number 10, that is Madison's Where Is the Key and Echoes. You can grab that track right now on Bandcamp. You can also add them to your streaming playlist on all the platforms. We're counting down the top 10 songs from Wisconsin this week. At number 9, we head to Milwaukee for a band that is making sure that there's still good rock and roll in the world. It's their mission, after all. From their brand new EP, Doggy Bag, here is Blame It On Kane and Stay.
Well, it's 10 p.m. on Friday night and time to have some fun. The music's playing, drinks up on, good times for everyone. I can see you staring at me with a warning eye. I can still remember our secret starry night. And I said, stay.
Stay away. frisky feeling zone. Spent too much time with the boys who look for anyone. I can feel you sitting there waiting for the sign. Not the best, must confess my weak old cherry pie. And I said, stay away.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, checking at number 9 on the Max Inc. Top 10. That is Stay from Blame It On Kane from their new Doggy Bag EP. No shows on the books that I see from Blame It On Kane, though I invite you to check out their conversation with M. Shell from Max Inc. Heavy earlier this month. That podcast is available right now at maxincradio.com. It's also very likely that Blame It On Kane will be taking home some hardware from the 42nd Annual Whammy Award Show that's happening Sunday, May 19th at the Epic Event Center in Green Bay. Our next artist will likely add to her trophy collection as well this year at the Whammies. Last year at the Whammy Awards, Amelia Ford took home the 2023 Album of the Year Award. This year, she's a finalist for Artist of the Year, Performer of the Year, Female Vocalist of the Year, just to name a few, and her song Loyal for Song of the Year. For this week in the Max Inc. Top 10, falling 5 spots to number 8, here is Amelia Ford and Loyal. It's the Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media.
Don't you see me? I told you once or twice and I don't believe me. I could have had a vice, could have lived a free bee, but I can't say that I can't doubt. I take your ankle for all these curts and wigs.
At number 8, that's Amelia Ford from Green Bay and her song Loyal. You can see Amelia Ford playing at the Paradise North Distillery in Green Bay on May the 4th. She'll also be in Merle, Wisconsin at the Sawmill Brewing Company on May 17th. I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. Top 10 here on Civic Media, the top 10 songs from Wisconsin for this week as voted on by you. Thank you for all the votes, by the way. I really appreciate that. So do the bands. The bands love this promotion. And we need to do it again for next week's countdown. There's a brand new poll just posted on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page. Find that. Listen to the songs. Tell me what your favorite songs are by voting in the poll, and then be sure to share it with your friends on social media so we can get the word out there that we're supporting local music every week here on Max Inc. Radio. Listen, vote, share. It's the Max Inc. Top 10, Sundays at 6 p.m. here on Civic Media. And be sure to grab the Civic Media app, set your favorite station on the app, and then you can take Civic Media and Max Inc. wherever you go. We're at lucky number 7 in the Max Inc. Top 10. It's brand new music from the Mascot Theory. From their new double LP, Every Sign of Life, here's their song, Lavender Blues. It's number 7 on the Max Inc. Top 10.
Like salt in a wound, the lavender blues stings than it has, like a cloud over you, disguised as a muse. A perennial rose under the covers of the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. When you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose. Get a place by the ocean, a room with a view. So you slip off your shoes. One toe in the water, searching for clues. Soon you were drowning in the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. Stranger than fiction, stranger than truth.
folks, this is Charlie Behrens from, well, the Manitowoc Minute, I suppose, or, you know, I see you at the bar every now and again. How are you? Nice to see you again. Anywho, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, falling four spots from number two last week to number six this week. That is Automatic Lover and Helena. Before that, it was The Mascot Theory making their debut in the Max Inc. Top 10 at number seven with Lavender Blues. The Mascot Theory just released their new double LP, Every Sign of Life. The double LP is bright orange, two bright orange discs. And it sounds so good. Recorded at the Sonic Ranch Studios in Texas,
by the great Terry Manning. You can get your hands on your own LP from The Mascot Theory at one of their upcoming shows, Friday, May the 3rd here in Madison at the High Noon Saloon. And on Saturday, May the 4th, they'll be in Appleton at the Gibson Community Music Hall. Both of those shows are with Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. Let's pause the countdown for a moment and bring you the Max Inc. Regional Spotlight song. This week, Terry Barr was very insistent that I feature this artist from L.A. It's V.K. Lynn. V.K. Lynn is a prolific songwriter who has worked in a variety of music projects in a variety of styles. Published, she's a published author of poetry and fiction. She's an actor, and she's also a model. No upcoming shows on the books for the moment for V.K. Lynn, but you can find a couple of new songs online for her right now. Here is V.K. Lynn and her February 2024 release, Plastic Roses. V.K. Lynn is the Max Inc. Regional Spotlight Artist.
Standing at the altar with your oldest daughter, you're as proud as you can be. I'm looking row by row. They all think they know who and what you are to me. I was never really yours to give away. Hey, we can scream and we can lie, tear each other down and try, but we can't kill plastic roses. Another night that should have been mine. You did your best to shine. Make sure everybody knows.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. MoveToMadison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. Spring is in the air.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out RockOnsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's RockOnsen.org. Rock Onsen, Youth Garage Band's Rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
City's different than the rest of them, but we're competing with the best of them. I'm proud as hell, so I hold my head, pave the way to my grave when I'm cold as dead. I've been here for a minute now, 28 years, and my all is what I give it now. Look, I know there's room for improvement, but when we come together, we're a force for
Milwaukee!
The Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media. That was song number 5 this week. Hijack out of Milwaukee and their anthem, Milwaukee. Milwaukee moving up 4 spots from number 9 last week to number 5 this week. And Hijack just made a post on Facebook that they have a venue for the release show for their new EP. Details are forthcoming. I hope there's a trip to Madison in the works as well, guys. Hey, welcome back to the Max Inc. Top 10 here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. We're counting down the top 10 songs as voted on by you on our Facebook poll. There's a brand new poll up, by the way, right now on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page. Please take a moment, cast your votes, and we'll meet back here next week at 6 o'clock on Sunday for the Max Inc. Top 10. We're getting closer to that number one song for this week, but right now at number four, it's our biggest gainer of the week. Move it up six spots from number 10 last week. It's Eddie 8 Dynamite and their new self-titled release. Here's All About That Girl. It's the Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media.
You first met her at that yourself. She just broke up with her boyfriend. She needed emotional help. When she calls you on the phone, say she'll never be alone. You're all about that girl. Match the curtains. You found out I'm just day two. Bunch of friends playing strip poker. You were too shy to lose a show.
About That Girl, that's the Sharp Dressed Gentleman and Eddie 8 Dynamite at number four in the Max Inc. Top 10. Eddie 8 Dynamite's new album is fantastic. Get it on Spotify. Also download it and buy the merch at Bandcamp. I'm Jimmy K. We're down to the top three songs in the countdown for this week. At number three is a Madison band that just released a brand new single this week, and it's already catching fire. It's also a very unique song because the backup singer is singing leads in this track. Making their debut in the Max Inc. Top 10 this week at number three, here is Cat and the Hurricane and their brand new song, Caffeine and Alcohol. It's the Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media.
Take on the world. Right now I'm been taking on myself, incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Lions, but I still lay down with wolves. Never been this guarded, but I still hate to sleep alone. Maybe I could breathe better if you just take off my shirt. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine? Still smell him. Fear of the past, I saw it in lies. Hurts in the morning, I thought that I could have it all. Love, caffeine, got alcohol.
Number three song in the Max Inc. Top 10 for this week is Cat and the Hurricane and Caffeine and Alcohol. That song is definitely an earworm, written by Benjamin Coakley on lead vocals as well on that track. I love the hook in the song too. And by the way, Ben, why is it always the rum? Tell me that. Why is it always the rum? If you're listening on the Eagle WLCX AM 1490 in La Crosse, you can see Cat and a Hurricane perform live at the Root Note on 4th Street on May 17th. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. Don't forget to check out the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page to vote for next week's Top 10. Top 10 songs across Wisconsin is your vote. It matters. Check out the Facebook page. There's an event, and that's where you're going to find the poll to vote for next week. The Max Inc. Top 10 here on Civic Media. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off with a double dip of Peacemaker. And we'll check in with Terry Barr with Barr Notes. Later is Essential Last Crack and Rocker's Closet. An encore presentation of Butterbrick from last night's Live in the Lair. And Max Inc. Heavy tonight at 10 o'clock. The best hard rock, punk, and metal in Wisconsin. M. Shell checks in and has a conversation with A Bad End's End. Oh, and speaking of A Bad End's End, they have the number two spot in this week's top 10. Here's Absence in Adolescence. It's number two on the Max Inc. Top 10.
Oh,
the Max Inc. Top 10, moving up 5 spots to number 2 this week. It's Abaddon's End, An Absence in Adolescence. Congratulations, guys. They'll be in Cedar Rapids, Iowa on Friday. And then Saturday, they're going to be here in Madison at the Crucible. Be sure to stop by and say hi. And be sure to check them out tonight on Max Inc. Heavy with M. Shell. It's coming up after 10 o'clock. It's Abaddon's End. Well, folks, we have arrived at our destination for the week, the Max Inc. Top 10. The countdown is only 3 weeks old, and we have our first repeat number one song. If you are following the Facebook poll this week, it's really no surprise. The number one song in the Max Inc. Top 10 here is 7,000 Apart and Started a Fire.
I'm tired of being second best. I'm sick of the feeling when they choose someone else. I'm tired of knocking at this door that everyone's been at before. I started a fire, I'm gonna let it burn. I lit up a match, cause this is our turn. You've been living us out for far too long. You'll never let us in, so we'll just burn it all to the
Maxing Top 10 on Civic Media. We are local music with the number one song, 7,000 Apart and Started a Fire, repeating from last week's number one position as well. Congratulations to 7,000 Apart. They're coming back to Wisconsin very soon. I believe they have a show in Wausau in June. You can check their Facebook for all the details on that upcoming show. Hey, thanks for listening to the Top 10 tonight. Really appreciate you. We got time for one more song, actually. I was going through the list of songs. M. Shea was in the countdown last week. She just missed it this week. Here's M. Shea's and Middle of Nowhere. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.